Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with the catch-up.
We talked worst job interviews today after research came out stating that the key to nailing an interview is to just be yourself.
Justin Hamilton reviewed the new Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman film, The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
And the stats about how many office lunches are stolen by your workmates is incredible, but things got a little close to home when we started talking about it.
One out of three, guys. One out of three.
Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule. And create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Right now, worst job interview moments, Lise.
Yep. They've decided, or a study today has suggested, the best way to nail a job interview is to just be yourself. Don't try to put on any facade. You won't be able to keep it up. Just get through the interview.
Hayley in High Wycombe on 1333 53, tell us about your worst job interview moments.
Well, I actually used to conduct group interviews because I found that people were absolutely themselves the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So this one group interview, a bloke was sitting next to his newfound best friend and was telling him all about the Swifties he'd pulled on his boss, all of the ways he'd ripped him off, the injuries he'd faked to get out of work.
You are joking.
Pulled, you name it.
Wow. He did know you were in the room?
Oh, yeah. No, he knew. He knew. There was about four of us walking around the room. He knew we were there.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, that narrowed it down for you, I guess.
Yeah. It sure does.
That made it easy.
Straight off the list.
Wow.
Good people, technique, Hayley.
There is no accounting for some people.
Gee whiz. Lisa in Alkimos, the worst job interview moment.
Yeah, I actually interviewed someone and asked them how they would deal with an aggressive patient, and they said, well, if they hit me, I'd hit them straight back.
What?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
So hired, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 10 out of 10.
You just wonder what goes through people's minds, don't you?
Not very much.
I suppose it'd send you crazy, wouldn't it? Simone in Leeming, tell us about your worst job interview moment.
Well, I was walking into a job interview, and just as I was walking through the door, the complete back arm of my pants ripped.
No!
Right down the seam.
Oh, no.
So what did you do?
I just shuffled the whole time trying to keep my back away from the person who was interviewing me.
No.
And then I suppose when you finish up, you'd actually have to stand up and walk backwards out of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much.
Or hold your resume behind you in its little manila folder.
Did you get the job?
Yeah. No, I didn't, but that's right. Probably because of that.
Yeah, fair point. Oh, unreal. Thanks, Simone.
Bye.
Thanks.
Oh, that's terrible.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton, talking movies.
Well, earlier in the week with TV, you told us about Will and Grace and how that was comfort food, and now on to movies where with something that'll make you throw that food back up.
Well, I don't know if you'll throw up. It depends on what you have to eat beforehand, but I would definitely maybe keep the stomach empty. The director pronounced Yorgos Lanthimos, who was a Greek director with Colin Farrell in tow in their new movie, The Killing of a Sacred Deer. And in this, Farrell plays Stephen, a surgeon with a wife, Anna, Nicole Kidman, and their two children who live a very successful but ultimately sterile life. They go about their lives, but Stephen has a problem. He's a recovering alcoholic who operated on a patient under the influence, and the patient subsequently died. And now the dead guy's teenage son, Martin, Barry Keoghan, wants revenge and tells Stephen that he must kill one of his children or the whole family will die in mysterious ways.
Good afternoon. You must be Martin.
That's right. You must be Anna.
That's right.
I brought you some little gifts.
That's very kind of you.
It's a keyring with a musical note on it for Kim, because I know she likes music.
What a charming boy. How long have you known him?
Quite some time. His father was a patient of mine.
I wanted to say one more thing. I'm really sorry about Bob.
It's nothing serious.
No, it is. They will all get sick and die. Bob will die. Kim will die. Your wife will die. Understand?
He's got issues. Serious psychological issues.
You do realize, Stephen, we're in this situation because of you.
No,
Oh, man. Ooh. This movie is intense. It's like a modern Greek tragedy, and it has a dark sense of humour for those willing to go on the ride. And it also works very much on a subconscious level. It's almost like it's got a dreamlike quality. So you ignore the logical questions. Like, you'd be like, why don't they just go to the cops? What can this kid actually do?
Yeah,
why don't they just move house? But it's working on that kind of dreamlike logic, which just permeates every scene and makes you wonder how this family can get out of the predicament. It really hits you emotionally. I'm such a fan of Colin Farrell. In Bruges was the movie that made me go, oh, holy moly, this guy's amazing. Mm. And he's got that same quality that, you know, Ewan McGregor has, which is the smaller the movie, the better they're acting. And for whatever reason, I just think blockbusters bland them out, or maybe they just haven't been in the correct ones. But this is just a powerhouse performance from Farrell. It's very withdrawn and it's very minimalist, but he's mesmerizing on the screen. Nicole Kidman is amazing in this. Whole role, it hits the sweet spot where Kidman excels, and she is devastating in this movie. Her restrained performance is captivating, and I reckon it might be one of my favorite performances from her in a long time. But the MVP of the movie is Barry Keoghan, who we last saw as poor doomed George in Dunkirk. And considering this is an ensemble movie, he really stands out, and he is so unsettling. This is the thinking person's horror movie where jumps and thrills are replaced with questions and thoughts that unsettle the mind well after you've left the cinema. You just have to be prepared that it's a slightly left of centre, and it will probably take you somewhere that might make you feel a bit weird about things. But I loved it. I thought it was great. So I'm giving The Killing of a Sacred Deer 4 phone calls to the RSPCA out of 5.
Oh, dear. Well, you know how some people put their name on their lunch in the fridge? I don't see why that's not necessary, because you don't have to know it's yours. You just have to know it's not yours.
Yeah, that's
okay. If it's not yours, keep your little fingers off it. But new research out today shows one third of office workers' lunch or lunches is stolen by other colleagues.
Well, that's unfortunate,
isn't it? Have you done it? Have you gone to the fridge, seen someone's lunch and thought, I'll have that?
Let's go around the room. Kat, the producer, have you ever stolen somebody's lunch? Have you ever stolen somebody's lunch?
No!
Can't argue with the maths of one third, then, can you?
That is outrageous. Now, evidently, the problem has become so pressing. It's not just you with your sticky little fingers.
But what if, okay.
No, there is no what if. What if to thievery of lunch.
Well, hang on. What if you've come in, right, and you are starving, you're so hungry.
Yeah.
Right, and you've walked in and you've noticed that this person's particular lunch may have been in the fridge for a couple of days.
That's their business.
Clearly they're not using it.
No, clearly they might have brought it in ahead. Clearly they may have left it the day before and thought, well, I left yesterday's lunch in there, so I won't bring one in today because I'll eat that. No, there is no excuse.
Count the producer,
there's never an excuse. It's not your lunch, your business.
It was a Red Bull. Well, that's not a lunch. That's not lunch. Red Bull's not lunch.
It was her lunch. If she wants a Red Bull for lunch, that's her choice.
Well, you know what? I was doing you a public service because Red Bull isn't lunch.
It apparently has become so pressing, this problem, that inventive employees are using specially designed camouflage bags to make their succulent sangers look mouldy. I've never seen these bags.
I can't see the
reward. You can get them in the shop, apparently. They make your sandwich look mouldy. Or they're resorting to lock-up lunch boxes.
No.
But it's a sad day when you've got to lock up your lunch.
Like, there's in a lunchbox with a lock on it, or even one of those, could you imagine going into the fridge and finding a lunchbox that's got, you know, the little number counter on the thing where you have to flick the numbers to a specific code?
Yeah, like you hide your outside key.
Yeah.
So, jeez. Gotta remember. Yeah, well, you'd probably find out everyone's birthday, so you could check.
Well.
You'd be able to get mine. You'd be able to crack mine in a second. I'm so predictable. I'm probably 1111.
No, to this day, I still don't know what your birthday is. Okay? And actually, I could crack it by the age of 21. And then you wouldn't be upset at me because you'd be flattered.
You have a strange way of bringing this round to making your thievery okay.
Try me. Slice repeat.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule and create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home.